Americana right there. That's a smart cat. That is Mike Lindell in all the polls in the lead for governor in Minnesota. I knew it. Well, I mean, a true Minnesotan, not some foreigner that hates the
Minnesota flag, everybody. Our real Minnesota flag.
We only got you for a half hour. I really appreciate you, Governor. Wow. Dominion drops its lawsuit after torturing you, after the SWAT team raids, after all the hell Smartmatic indicted around the world. Vindication, vindication, vindication. Mike Lindell, tell us about it.
I am so happy for my employee-owned company, MyPillow. This is the media has been calling me one after another. Just got off the phone with ABC, and I said, you guys have attacked. They go, well, how do you feel? How do you feel when you hurt? Well, I feel really good for my employee-owned company that was attacked more than any company in the history of the planet. So when I go as governor here, I can feel comfortable they're not going to get attacked anymore over here. And not just because I'm gone, but because they shouldn't have been attacked in the first place. And I'll tell you what, Alex, your audience has helped MyPillow get through to this day. I can't thank you enough. Remember, everybody, use promo code Alex. We're having our anniversary sale. Everything's coming together. Free shipping on your entire order with promo code Alex. Or call 800-875-4614. My employees will answer the phone. You can ask them how they feel about this day. I mean, I have felt so bad for 5 years for them that they were attacked because I'm out exercising my right of free
speech. And Mike, some stations,
voting machines need to be melted down and turned into prison bars.
Some stations don't carry this first five, but we're on the internet now, but I didn't want to waste any of your time sitting there. So recap this when we come back. But just briefly, for people that don't know, I've been attacked, Trump's been attacked, we've all been attacked, but you particularly, with the lawsuits and going after your company and going after your employees and being defaulted by corrupt judges. And there were times where you were treading water. And this is a long-haul fight. You spent your whole fortune proving the election was a fraud with Tina Peters and everybody, and you've been totally vindicated now. It's all come out. But it just shows how it's a long haul. And if it wasn't for your listeners at Lindell TV, if it wasn't for our listeners, and I know you thank them so much, they're the reason you're being vindicated. They're being vindicated. So I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for being part of this marathon battle, which isn't over yet, but we're turning the tide and winning. Mike, tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great day where they dropped this and dropped the lawsuit. And by the way, everybody, this doesn't mean, like Alex says, I'm going to stop talking about melting down these voting machines and turning them into prison bars. They all got to go. My lawyer last year, when MyPillow won that case in Colorado, he said, now let it be known, Mike Lindell is an equal opportunity voting machine basher. It doesn't matter what the brand. Go make blenders, but don't make voting machines and don't bring them to our country. They're banned in 132 other countries. We need to set the example for the whole world that we have the most secure elections in history, starting with that Save America Act. Shame on you, all you Republicans and Democrats sitting out there and don't realize that we, the people, want to have citizens vote in our elections, not illegals. It's a pretty easy concept. You need two forms of ID to shovel snow in socialist New York. You should have to have a proof of that you live here to vote in our sacred elections. So this has been, you're right, Alex, it's turning the tide here. The world, God's given us grace for such a time as this, everybody. And we got to all do our parts to keep moving this forward. And great things happening now. And they say, well, Mike, you know, you've had to learn patience. If you look up patience, you don't see a picture of me. But I've had to learn that. This has all been on God's timing and God's will. As we move forward and we look back and say, wow, all this had to happen to get where we're at now and to get where we're going to get at in the future. And it's going to be glorious.
You called it. You said that God's hand was on this through the whole storm the last 6-7 years. You were right. I had faith in it and faith in God, but you were right. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Mike Lindell and 400 plus stations. Join us. Go now to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Alex for free shipping. Massive.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies. Classism, statism, and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure, something right.
I have sworn. upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you define vindicated, when you define dogged determination, you think Mike Lindell, you think President Trump. Well, quite frankly, you think what we're doing here. We've been fighting hard as well. But I got to tell you, running his company, number one Walmart product ever, number one, going through the hell, losing all of his giant fortune, spending it all, exposing election fraud, and under massive attack. Now, vindicated Dominion dropping its massive lawsuits against him. You've got the judge defaulting him last year, like they did me, saying you're guilty. No proof these machines can be computer accessed by wireless when they're designed for it. It's like saying no proof birds fly in the sky, no proof fish swim in the ocean. Tina Peters vindicated. All of this, but how big is it that they dropped this? Give us a Smartmatic update. They've been the state, the Somalis, and the Attorney General have been targeting his employee-owned company, his free drug recovery thing. They are still on his ass, and more so than ever, even though he's winning, thanks to your support, you backstopping him just like us. We'll keep fighting, but only if you back us will we win. You know, the spirit's strong, but the flesh is weak, and you empower the operations, folks. He is ahead in every major poll. We can put that on screen for governor. This is amazing, and I'm so glad he threw his hat in the ring. He was on the fence last year saying, well, Alex, I'm not quite ready. I'm not sure. And I said, we're doing it today. Come on. He said, all right. And I'm just really proud. I don't know how. You remember that? I was talking to you before you went live. You said, absolutely. Well, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm thinking about it. I'm praying. I said, no, Mike, you're announcing today. Is that not true?
That's right. No, you're exactly right, Alex. You put it out there. One of the things last year when I did announce, there was two things. We prayed about it, my wife and I, and MyPillow had to be secure. The most attacked company in history, with Operation Arctic Frost, our own government attacked us. When Lawfare started, when Smartmatic sued them, our Dominion sued MyPillow. They both sued MyPillow, my employee-owned company, because their CEO on his own time is out there going out and exercising his free speech right that we got to get rid of these electronic voting machines. It's been shameful, and I wanted to say, you brought up Walmart. Shame on you, Walmart. Shame on you, shame on you. I can't say enough about bad things about Walmart being their number one $60 buy-through in history, and they cancel us a year after all the other ones did, which was 100%, in my mind, political, because I wanted to get rid of the electronic voting machine. You don't take your top product and get rid of it and hurt MyPillow and my employees like they did and like these machine companies did and everything else with Lawfare. So I want to tell everyone thank you. I want to thank everyone from your audience, Alex, that have stood by us. And we were praying and praying and got us through with not only prayer, but buying our great products that we're the American dream on steroids. Here's a company attacked, right? You know, Minnesota, all the attacks that come from our local media here. And all we're doing is putting out products that help people. 85 million MyPillows sold because they work. They help people, and the savings, because we go right to you. I look at, you know what? Walmart, who would market up 55 points, that's why you get the savings. Right now, we're doing this Made in America sale. We have our MyPillow premiums. You see them right there, $18.98 for the queen. King size, a dollar more at $19.98. That's the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. There's another Made in the USA product. Our mattress toppers is low as $99.98. 50% off all our mattresses, you guys, at with that promo code, Alex, you get free shipping right to your front door. There's my Made in the USA crosses. You save $80, shipped right to your front door. And then we have our Giza Dream Sheets as low as $29.98. We have our Rev 7, our energy drinks, made in the USA. They help you so much.
The slippers. I've got the slippers. They're awesome. The socks.
Closing them out. $29.98, you guys, with free shipping, the lowest price. These are a closeout product we can't get anymore because of the lawfare and the cancellation of MyPillow. Those are a whole other story. You know, Alex, I want to say this. We said it on another channel. You know, how did it hurt MyPillow more than one of the biggest things it did to MyPillow with these lawsuits was when you have a $1.3 billion lawsuit against you, all my vendors were afraid to give credit.
I know about $1.3 billion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they wouldn't give us no credit, so we had to become our own bank. Banks canceled us. They don't have nothing to do with it. Oh, they're going to lose. There's no way MyPillow's going to be around here. It was like I'm guilty before proven innocent. I mean, are you kidding me? My employees did nothing, my employee-owned company. It hurt them so bad. So we live in day-to-day wondering, are we going to be here tomorrow? I'd sit up every day and worry about my employees and worry about my baby, my company that invented MyPillow in 2005 or 2004. And to help people, but you know what? We made it through by the grace of God, Dominion. They dropped the lawsuit, and then you have the Smartmatic lawsuit where that's sitting there in a summary judgment. The judge says I'm guilty before we even go to trial. And my MyPillow's guilty by association. Then a week later, all the evidence comes out, you'd think that would be just dismissed, but it's like a parked car. We're getting these one piece at a time. Last year, the $5 million challenge got overturned right here in Minnesota by the Supreme Court, or the Eighth Circuit. They said Mike was right. By the way, Alex, they call us conspiracy theorists. I don't know. They dropped this yesterday knowing that we were going to put on Lindell TV 800 pages of evidence that would have come out in the trials, everybody. And if you go to LindellTV.com, it's the most extensive historical library of all the evidence ever put together. Remember, I have teams of 300,000 in all 50 states, and this evidence was compiled. Yes, it's going to be given. So part of it was given last February to the administration, and as you see, things come out like and in you Georgia. Were,
you,
and all
Tina Peters was getting it to you. You got SWAT teamed. They tried to. You have been a warrior. People need to get that in their mind. What you've gone through.
And Alex, you know, it's like with Tina. Her and I talked just the other day. We're going, you know what? Tina looked right into that judge. And that judge says, you didn't learn a lesson. You keep doing podcasts. You're going to prison for 9 years. Well, what the governor, Polis, said in Colorado, everybody said, you know, this sentence, you can't sentence someone for their free speech. And that's basically what he took off. Now, he also said, if everybody might have missed it, I know Tina, even though I don't agree with her, she's going to continue on when she walked out that door saying that our elections, we have to secure our elections, get rid of these machines. And what did Tina do? She hit the ground running. Because you know what? If you're like us that have seen and know what we know, we can't unknow that or unsee that. There's only one truth, everybody. And the truth is, we have to secure our elections or everything's going to be in vain. You know, Alex, we're coming into a time when, and I said it 5 years ago, there were two things I said. One was, we're coming into a time with artificial intelligence that can be used for good. But I'll tell you what, if bad people are selected instead of elected, it's the most dangerous thing ever. And then I also said, I said, we need to ban Sharia law right here in Minnesota. I said, we're the Trojan horse for that. And they said, oh, you're a racist. Well, now with the fraud here, another big blessing for the country and for Minnesota, the fraud, biggest blessing ever for Minnesota. I can say ban Sharia law and I'm not a racist. You know,
well, they're doing calls to prayer and then Europe's banning it. And the Sharia law violates the separation of church and state, creates a state-run religion. They're openly pushing it. But please get back to Dominion. How big a deal is it? What Trump's done in Venezuela, exposing that, everything you and your experts said 6-7 years ago in congressional reports, White House reports, that indeed the Chinese through Taiwan, through Cuba and Venezuela, with not just one company, but three companies manipulating elections all over the world. These things are being banned all over the world. Smartmatic's getting indicted for different parts of the world. But it doesn't matter because this judge defaulted you saying you were guilty, wouldn't let you put on evidence. Right. So I know that's a parked car, but get into why Dominion dropped, why you think, and then what's coming next. And then the beautiful part, we only have 13 minutes left with you. You're in the lead in all the polls and just absolutely beautiful for governor. How we get behind that.
Right. Okay. So let's go back to when we talk about Smartmatic, everybody. Back in January of 2021, when I was the one holding my arm up and they're going, Mike, you lost three more box stores. How do you feel? Did you hear about the voting machine? Did you hear about Smartmatic, Dominion, and all this? Now, Venezuela, this is probably the first time you've all heard this. The Venezuela underground would, I had many, many calls in January. These calls with Zoom calls with hundreds of them. They'd be crying going, Mike, please don't give up. Please. Our country was taken almost overnight with these voting machines, with Smartmatic. And they're going, please don't give up. They were praying that it would happen to the USA someday, that would open people's eyes to the world, and that somehow Venezuela then would be freed as a country and these machines gone. Well, it's all come to fruition, everybody. Their prayers are getting answered. And all these, with Smartmatic, you go back to the genesis of all this, when they started taking countries and taking Venezuela, then every country in South America. Now, remember, Argentina, one judge made a ruling in August of 2022 and said, we got to get rid of these voting machines. They said, but Your Honor, we can't do it. There's no time. They said, the judge said, you know what? We're going to do it anyway. They beat the Netherlands by 1 month. They got rid of the machines in 4 months, had the most secure vote with paper ballots hand counted they've ever seen, and they freed Argentina. And this is huge, everybody. Where the president has never let up on what him and I talked about for 5 years. We've got about he never backed down on saying the 2020 election was stolen, and he's never backed down on securing our elections.
Let me be clear. I've been covering election fraud for 30 plus years on air, but I'm not as big of an expert as you because you totally plunged into it and spent every tens of millions of dollars. You can give us the number. I think it's like 30 million or something. Of all your fortune and the 20 million fighting, I'm going from memory, correct me, battling these people, and you would speak so fast and have these guests on, and I thought, well, he's smart, but that's probably not all right, because you were just so confident. Everything you said has come out now. It's like you were so damn informed. When did you start getting into election fraud? When they stole in 2020? Because you did like a crash course in this, and I checked with all these activists around the country having victories, and they always tell me on air and off air, Mike Lindell financed it, Mike Lindell went to bat, Mike Lindell got lawyers, they tried to indict Mike Lindell. I don't think people realize you literally took the same energy to build MyPillow, the number one product in the country at $60 price range, and you poured that into fighting for this republic. That's why we've got to draft you, which you've done, for governor, and then a few years later, I'm serious, President Mike Lindell, go ahead.
Well, you know, this goes back to November of 2020, everybody. And one of my things the God's gifting me with is mathematics and deviations. I can spot a deviation in numbers a mile away. And I took calculus in like ninth grade. So every day I look for deviations that, like in my pillow, if something does good or bad, you had to have a different input that would affect that. And all the stuff that came out in November and December of 2020 after the election, I did my own due diligence. I went out and bought voter rolls. I bought every voter. I spent millions on voter rolls around the country. And I looked at things that were so improbable and some impossible. Numbers don't lie. 2 + 2 = 4. And when I did that, I go, wow, this is, you know, this doesn't even make sense. And the magnitude of this, and everywhere I found, there were like Wisconsin, you had 11,000 people that voted according to their voter rolls that didn't live in Wisconsin.
Well, I was about to say, Wisconsin's got millions more voters than they have people. Look at Michigan. I mean, it's all just cut and dry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But here's what I couldn't put in my head. I go, you know, I couldn't imagine taking 11,000 people and going, hey, you guys, gather around. Everybody, let's run into Wisconsin and vote for Biden and commit a crime. That's not realistic. People are genuinely good people. So when January 9th of 2021, I was handed on a silver platter, here's evidence that it was voting machines. Computers were behind this. There's theft in every election. There's cheating in every election since the dawn of time. But now when you can use computers, it takes it to a whole nother level. And that level, as I looked in that, I'm going, I wasn't 99%. I was 100%. It was in front of me. And I had to get the word out to the country. And I spent, are you ready, everybody? Just in the fight and the lawsuits, maybe 20, 25 million. But I've spent $80 million on this country. Anyone that said, hey, we got this over here. We have this over here. Here you go. Because you know what? if I didn't, if we, for me, what I seen was we don't have a country anyway. So even if, no matter what I spent, I think I said it 2 years ago, Alex, to the media, you know, do you regret now that you spent all your money, your fortune? I said, absolutely not. I'll borrow if I have to, which then I did that. And you know what? It's all going to be worth it where we're going. We have to secure money. Doesn't mean anything if we go in. We had 4 years of seeing what it could look like with no elections, basically with stolen elections of what couldn't happen. So this is why, you know, it's just like Tina. Once you know what we know and see what we see, which you can all see it at LindellTV.com, go look at all the stuff that's out there. It'll scare you. People didn't want to believe that there could be so much fraud with computers in elections, you guys. And, you know, why can there be fraud and everything else? In Minnesota, our fraud here to the tune of 20-some billion dollars in all our welfare programs and our NGOs and stuff. This stuff is a blessing. I look at it like I look at the 2020 election as the biggest blessing ever in history because it manifested to where we're at. It opened people's eyes to the Uniparty, to all this stuff that we've realized in the last 4 or 5 years here, 4 years, I guess, but before Donald Trump got back in, which when he got back in, Alex, someone goes, oh, Mike, Donald Trump's in, we're saved. And I'm going, no, we're not saved. I remember the media coming after me. They go, Mike, do you think this election was sold? Your friend Donald Trump won? I said, you guys know me. I said, I wouldn't trust any election ever done with computers. And they said, well, who did this? The Democrats? I said, no, the Uniparty, the deep state, the globalists, and the CCP. That's the best I can tell you, everybody. But we can't ever give up. We have to secure our election. And that's another thing, running for governor in Minnesota. Everyone goes, Mike, you pick something that hasn't, we haven't been red, everybody, since 1972 at the presidential level. We've been blue at the governor level for 20, it's been, last time a Republican government was 24 years ago. But we have an opportunity here. I can win this. I got the name recognition. I know Klobuchar very well. I know her weaknesses. I know we can raise more money to win. I have a marketing plan that's second to, it's never been done before, but I had a lot of practice.
And you've already proven that you're in the lead against the Republicans.
And we're in the lead.
And you're going to be
in the lead. So,
and there's no doubt you'll destroy
her. You guys can help that. Right. All we need is help there. That's LindellGov.com, everybody. LindellGov.com. And I'm going to be putting out my budget and show everybody the problems, solutions to these problems we have, not just in Minnesota, but the nation. And one of the things, Alex, I went down to Texas the other day and did a fundraiser, and I told them all, I said, you think Minnesota doesn't affect you here in Texas, what goes on? I said, if you don't get me in and win, everybody's going to leave and head to Texas, and we might not send our best. You know,
well, let's be clear. Texas and Minnesota are the main Islamic invasion points. They even admit that. So we're like sister states, and that we're under Islamic targeting.
Yes, absolutely. And I've said it 5 years ago, we're the Trojan horse up here for Islam. And one of the first things I'm going to do is ban Sharia law. It has to be banned. Bring back our great flag here in Minnesota. But all these welfare programs.
For folks that don't know, they replaced it with a Somali lookalike flag. We've only got 5 minutes left. I want to talk about this. As you mentioned earlier, Trump is very frustrated. There's some good moves in the Supreme Court on the elections. There's a lot of other good things. The U.S. Postal Service isn't going to deliver the fake mail-in ballots. A lot of positive things. You see Mondami and all these communists winning. He's the new leader of the party. This has never been more clear-cut what we're dealing with. But here's Chuckie Schumer flipping out about the SAVE Act that we absolutely must have to stop the election fraud. Here's Chuckie Schumer. I want you to respond to that.
The GOP will continue going along with Trump's all-out assault on voting rights with legislation like the SAVE Act. If my colleagues across the aisle have any sense at all, they ought to grill Trump on affordability, on his failed war with Iran, on his effort to hold American national security hostage, and all his other policies that are hurting the American people. When they emerge from their meeting, will Republicans have told Trump the truth? Will they speak truth to power? Will they do their job? Or will they just bend in obeisance to him and get more frustrated, more angry, more ineffective than they've ever been? On the Iran Powers Resolution.
All right, that's enough.
The successful path.
That's good. So
You know, Alex, with that, with what he's saying there, you talk about marketing and deflection, deflection, deflection. This is what they do. They love to deflect. Okay, then put it on Trump, Trump, Trump. Can you imagine going back, everybody, 20 years ago or 30 years ago or even 10 years ago and saying, hey, right now it's polling 80% with the people that, yes, we need voter ID. We need the say back. You need to be a citizen to vote. It is so nonsensical to even think that you would protect illegals from voting in our election. I mean, it's bizarre. And then for them to sit there and say this when you need two forms of ID to shovel snow in socialist New York. This was just a few months ago, everybody. And everyone should be reaching out to their politicians going, I don't care if you're Democrats or Republican. How can this, if you can't get this pushed through, this is disgusting. This goes to show you some of these uniparty Republicans and these Democrats that all just go here, even though it can be the craziest thing on the
planet.
They're
protecting the system. Some polls, 87%, but the average is 80 for the Sayback. Total Treason, yeah. Thune, all of them. In closing, you got to go. You've got the 250th anniversary mega sale, free shipping with promo code Alex at MyPillow.com at checkout. Some of the best deals ever, made in America, putting the money towards fighting the tyrants with the evil Attorney General of Minnesota coming after you. If people don't back Mike Lindell, they don't back the Alex Jones Network, they're insane. And you're a sponsor of ours, so we get some support there as well. A total 360 win, MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex at checkout, free shipping, and even bigger discounts. Mike, give us a minute and a half plug about the great products.
Yeah, you guys, we this is what it's always been. We don't have the middleman now with the box stores. So there you see our premium MyPillow, $19.98, the lowest price in history for the premium MyPillow, which made us famous. These, they actually work. We've sold 85 million. And then you have our beds. You have our beds. Our mattresses, I help design them. It helps you give the best REM delta sleep. Your body needs great sleep too. And those are 50% off and free shipping. The shipping's on us. You have, and we have all different things for the bedroom. There you see our adjustable bed frames. You see our platforms. You see our comforters. You see our mattress pads. Get everything you can for the bedroom there. 6 month money back guarantee, 10 year warranty. Every one of these products that I helped develop, I developed to make them work. They help you. And then you have the sheets, our Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets in history. You guys, this is one of my favorite products, if not my favorite. Those are as low as $29.98. And anyone that has them, you guys get more. They're the best gifts ever. Get for yourself. I mean, for your neighbors. Make your neighbors sleep right. Buy them for everyone. This is our celebration of America's 250th anniversary. Our made in the U.S. products, they're not only made here, but you're getting the best savings here. You're helping this great show, great podcast with Alex, and you're helping MyPillow, my employee-owned company, my employees. And I can't say it enough. Call 800-675-4614. If you go right to the website, too, we have over 40 new products that you'd put that promo code Alex in, and you're getting savings no one
in the country. Mike Lindell, you are pure Americana. Join us again soon. Have a happy 250th anniversary. We love you, Governor Lindell. Thank you, brother. Love you.
Very special event is about to happen this July 4th, 2026. The 250th anniversary of the beginning of our republic. And hey, our country's had a lot of problems, done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of exceptional things. And it created the model of human liberty that others have aspired to across the world. That's why the globalists have come to this nation and tried to take it over, because our liberties and freedoms amassed so much wealth, so many inventions, so much ingenuity that it became the center of the world. So tyranny came here and had pretty much taken the nation over. But now we have major beachheads at the federal, state, and local level. And there are populist movements expanding and raging across the world in the great fourth turning, the great awakening. Their great reset, their COVID attack, their lockdowns have only backfired on them. And their attempts to launch all these wars has only awoken humanity. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser right now until the end of July, with more than a dozen limited edition shirts, some of the best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com that are only available through the month of July. Ladies and gentlemen, these shirts fund our operation. They're great fabric. They feel really good. They're printed right here in the United States in Arkansas. And I designed many of these shirts. These are some of the best cleanest designs we've ever had. This one just came from Arkansas out of the mail. It hasn't even been washed yet or even folded. That's why it's got a few wrinkles. It looks even better once you've washed it, taken out of the dryer. And we've got a whole bunch of incredible designs we're putting on screen right now. And when you wear these shirts out in public, you meet like-minded people, it is a real adventure. There are hundreds of other incredible designs, ball caps. Many of them are limited edition. All these 250th anniversary are, and they're only available at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at this. America, 76, 250 years with the Betsy Ross flag on the arm. That's what it's all about. So get your shirts now. Get the best supplements, the best water filtration, and more at thealexjonesstore.com and keep us on the air. Thank you so much for your support. America is coming back from the dead thanks to you.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at AlexJonesLive.com.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and Jews with no significance, and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure, something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you. What they lay out is buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, again, the Strait of Hormuz has been war-gamed out for decades and decades. The Iranians, when they got bombarded last June during Operation Midnight Hammer, said, if you hit us again, we are going to close the Strait of Hormuz or only let our traffic through for people we work with, China, India, others. And if Israel nukes us, then Pakistan said, we'll nuke you. And they've restated that. So here we are 118, 119 days into this, and Trump keeps trying to get a deal, and then Israel keeps bombing Lebanon and Iran off and on. And so Iran says the deal's broken, so they started attacking ships today. Breaking: cargo ship hit with projectile in Hormuz as Iran issues renewed passage warning, saying they're not following Trump's deal. The deal's been broken. They're not following the UN brokered deal. Ships attack the Strait of Hormuz as Iran threatens UN-backed route. They hold more cards than we do. Now, they're being belligerent. They may push Trump to full bombardment and invasion, which is a disaster and will be fully committed, and I think we'll end up winning, but it will make Vietnam look like a cakewalk, okay? And Israel's trying to push us into that right now, so we need to stay focused on this. This is very serious. Meanwhile, even more of the primaries have now been decided. Not just in New York, but all over the country, the Democrat Socialist Party that's taken over the Democratic Party with Mondami as their kingpin is winning everywhere by huge margins. And it shows you who the Democrats are. So as bad as Trump's gotten in some ways, there are a lot of good Republican candidates. Just check each candidate, vote for him. Push Trump, who's not going to be running again, to do the right stuff. Don't get disengaged because, you know, Trump goes sideways. We're able to push him off. A lot of this, now he's on Israel's ass pulling away. That's good. Now they're talking about pulling out of the NDAA. the Section 224 where Israel takes over the military. We got to stay engaged. I see this talking point. Oh, you're a traitor. You're still with Trump. You're supporting him when he does good stuff. Damn right I am. That's idiotic not to. So it's very important. But I was realizing something during the break. I love hibiscus tea from the little cafe down the street. I haven't even eaten today yet. I've got my meatloaf and broccoli over here. I'm going to eat once I get off air. And I had slurped almost all the hibiscus tea down until it was just water and ice. And I thought, oh, I haven't taken my ultramethylene blue or my T3 iodine today, which I like. It may be better before if you just put it under the tongue. But I like a little cocktail, no alcohol, that I mix in. So I was sitting here putting my methylene blue, putting my T3 into it. And I went, oh, I need to take Masterpiece Zeolite. Now, Bigley has a great zeolite, you know, top brand zeolite. It's great, wonderful, detoxes, pulls out spike protein, cleans out the blood, cells, all of it. This is particular and patented and very special with all these studies that it adds this special C mineral group into it. So when the zeolite goes in and pulls toxins out, it replaces it with these minerals. And when I started talking to these guys, just by accident, like almost a year ago, they were here working out with us, friends with Sean Johnson and his connections with Rogan and all that. And I'm out exercising with these guys, and they were so smart about the New World Order and about all this stuff. And so I got involved. They said, just take this, gave me 4 or 5 bottles, see what it does for your dreams, see what it does, you know, for detoxing your skin, everything. And it sat there for months, you know, in my kitchen. I never took it. And then Sean's like, this stuff is so incredible, you got to take it. So I started taking it. This has changed my life. It is an incredible zeolite. I think the best out there. It's definitely special how it's replaced with these special minerals, patented scientists, doctors, all of this. It's incredible. So get masterpiece.com. When you use that URL, you get 10% off just by using that URL, automatically off the price at getmasterpiece.com. And again, I just put a squirt of that. You know what? I'm going to do 2 squirts because I forget. I was realizing, wait, it's Thursday. I've been taking this since Monday. And it doesn't taste bad, but it doesn't taste great. But I mix it in, a little bit of the tea and the other stuff, and it creates its own delicious cocktail. Oh, there's a lime in here I forgot to squeeze in. It came with a hibiscus. I'm going to squeeze this lime in there. And voila, ladies and gentlemen, so good for you at every level. And I just mix it all together, and then it goes down the hatch. Mmm. Woo, that's got a tangy taste to it. It's addicting. Get yours now at getmasterpiece.com, and it funds this operation and everything we do here. And yes, I'm in the fundraising mode because we have enough funds to operate. I want to hire more hosts. I want to hire reporters back. We got the bigger studios being built, and the products are great. We extended the sale of buy one bottle of methylene blue, get another one free, thealexshowstore.com until noon because it's getting low. More's coming in about a month, but it's getting ready to sell out. Also, the T3 is discounted 50% off. But the new sale running through Monday is bovine colostrum, buy one, get one free, and more. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. You're incredible. We have 5-star reviews on all these products, but the vast majority of you never go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and do it. All we're doing is fighting tyranny. All we're doing is having victory, but it takes funds to fight a war. I want to thank those that do support. I want to encourage those that haven't. What are you doing? Come up to the plate. These products really work. I don't sell products that don't work. They're incredible. TheAlexShowStore.com. All right. I wanted to end the broadcast today by just going back to the Tucker Carlson interview, and the first 20 minutes of it was so powerful. The whole hour was powerful. And I want to encourage all of you to go to X, all of you to go to AlexJonesLive.com and find the interview if you missed it and share it, because it really was historic and the most hardcore Tucker ever. And then in 21 minutes from now, Harrison Smith, always loaded for bear with the latest news and development, special guests and more, is coming in here to host the War Room Live, the new War Room, War Room Live, 3 to 6 p.m. And if you support us, you will see more hosts, more reporters, and so much more. And I'm counting on you. Thank you so much. So here is part of the historic Tucker Carlson interview and then the War Room with Harrison Smith.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour of this June 23rd, Tuesday transmission. And Tucker Carlson is our guest for most of the hour. And I got to tell you, I don't gush over other guests. Tucker, you know, woke up from kind of being under neocon brainwashing 15 years ago. He was right about every other major policy, American patriot, kind of libertarian. But I've seen the process of him getting totally informed into levels even beyond much of my information on the globalists and the different power structures. And then the courage he has had to try to stop in the last year and a half going to full war with Iran, how vindicated he is, and many of us as well. But he particularly being called the new Hitler by all of the different neocon organizations, the powerful Israel lobby, who is openly in the NDAA trying to take over our military. Mark Levin talking about the beautiful marriage of our militaries and what is in Section 224. I mean, this is insane how brazen and crazy it is. You know, I know Tucker and I, up until about a year ago, we mainly focused on China trying to take over, the EU or the left. And certainly those are big power blocks. But wow, what a time to be alive, Tucker. I know you don't talk about yourself, but man, you've got a lot of courage, buddy, because you're taking on one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, mafias in the world.
Well, I don't think it's courage. I mean, courage is when you're afraid of something and you do it anyway. And all of us face that. And, you know, I'm always impressed by that. I'm not afraid at all. I don't know what I would be afraid of. I've just reached the age where I'm just not afraid. And the criticism of me is just not rooted in reality. I mean, if you were to criticize, as I always say, and I always think to myself, if you criticize someone in a way that's true, it's very hurtful. But if you say something that's like self-evidently ludicrous, it has just no effect at all. I mean, it's just it's a pillow fight at that point. I'm not a hater. I don't hate Jews. I don't even hate Israel. I'm disgusted by what Israel's doing. Israel's gone insane. But lots of countries go insane. Germany went insane in the 30s. America went kind of insane after 9/11. Like, good countries go crazy. Israel has gone crazy. I hope at some point they'll recover. They probably will. Most countries do. And that's not hate. That's just acknowledging reality. And so when people are like, you're a hater, you're a Nazi. No, I'm not, actually. I'm not insecure about it. I don't want to be defensive about it. I don't need to be defensive about it. So none of the criticism has any effect. I don't have any debt. I've got no investors. There's no way to really control what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is not bad. It's true. And it's animated by the spirit of truth. And I think by love. I want it to be animated by love. So, like, no, it's been a really light lift. The only really upsetting thing is, A, what's happening to other people, including you, where you had, you know, agencies of the federal government take your business away, slander you. They literally took InfoWars away from you with the help of, I think, the Justice Department. Like, that's shocking. Nobody defended you. So that's, I mean, as an American, that's extremely distressing to watch. By the way, congratulations for not being killed. You're still here doing a show. Thanks to Rumble. Amen. And the other upsetting thing is what's happened to Trump. Now, just to be clear, I'm really happy that he's accepted the loss. I'm sad about the loss, but there's nothing we can do, that we don't have any options as a country.
And you tried to avoid the loss and predicted.
He's taking the only available course to him. I think he's being realistic about it. He's pushed back against Israel. I support all of that. Good for him. But I'm sad that we got here in the first place. And as someone who supported Trump and campaigned for him and knew him well, and, you know, that I find that depressing. Really, it's been really depressing, actually. I finally snapped out of it. I feel better. But it's been a hard winter just to see that. But otherwise, I would say all is well. I feel cheerful.
Well, you more than anybody predicted the strait would be closed, the mullahs wouldn't fall, and it was a disaster. And for that, you got demonized. You got called low IQ. I was honored to be amongst the four people that Trump savaged a bunch. But notice now that we've been vindicated and proven right. Notice now that we've been vindicated and proven right that we're still the bad guys. But Mark Levin and all the rest of them are the good guys, though I did see Trump last week say he's disappointed and lost respect for the Israel hardliners, meaning Netanyahu, because he didn't spoke about Netanyahu and the rest of those guys. What are they going to do now as it dawns on them that Trump is at least for now waking up to the fraud they sold him?
I think Trump, for whatever it's worth, it's my belief, and I haven't talked to Trump since February, so I don't know this, but I believe it. I think Trump knew almost instantly that he'd been had, that he'd allowed himself to fall for this lie that the Iranian government would collapse once we killed the Ayatollah. And when that didn't happen, he instantly blamed Israel. That's my view. And I think that's why he sent the Secretary of State out there to say we followed Israel into this. So I think Trump has known. He tried to bluff his way through it. He tried to intimidate the Iranians. Obviously, it didn't work. I think we're in a really dangerous place right now because Israel is, for the first time maybe in my lifetime, legitimately threatened. And I say this as an opponent of the Israeli government, obviously a fairly well-known opponent of the Israeli government, but I don't want to see innocents die anywhere, including Israel, period. I believe in universal standards. It's always wrong to kill innocent people, including in Israel. So I'm not wishing their destruction, but I think they are in a very tough spot. And the problem for Israel is they've been talking for 50 years, my whole conscious life, about how they're on the verge of being destroyed. And that's always been a lie. But now you have an Iran that is a regional power. It's a global power. And it's not going to go away. And so Israel is in a place where domestically the country's gone crazy. They're convincing themselves that, you know, every crisis is an existential crisis. The only way out is to kill more people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then their great enemy suddenly becomes, paradoxically, ironically, way more powerful than it was when this war started 3 months ago. And so, like, where does that leave the Israelis? By the way, the United States is clearly going to begin the process, hopefully a short process, of distancing itself from Israel. We've got no choice. And they know that. The smart ones know that. So they're in a box. And in general, you don't want to put people in boxes. You don't want to corner them, people or animals, because they do unpredictable things. And so I think Israel's a threat. Israel has one trump card. It's nuclear weapons. And you don't want to put Israel in a position where they feel they have no choice but to use those weapons. I think Israel's always been a lot closer to using nukes than any other country. I mean, we know that because they've said that. And I think they're now closer than they've ever been. So I'm not in charge of anything. I'm just a podcaster. But if I were running the U.S. government, I would, you know, immediately distance myself from Israel, stop paying for their genocide, of course, on moral grounds. But I would also try to calm them down, because if they get too overwrought, you know, really destructive things could happen. That's an absolute possibility. And anyone who says it's not a possibility is lying. It is a possibility. So I would be very concerned. I am very concerned about that.
Well, that was my next question. Is Israel's whipped itself into a frenzy, at least the Likudniks. I know our good buddy Ben Gurvier has been making statements similar to the one Trump made when I said, okay, 25th Amendment Trump, if he really tries this or does this, when he said, right, tonight the civilization of Iran ends forever, never to return. The next day it'll be a smoking or glowing crater, nuclear weapons. He said, tune into Mark Levin. He says what I want to say. Mr. President, do what Harry Truman did. A-bombs, do it, hit them. So we had to come out and say, you know, that's crazy. I did, you did. And we got, you know, called low IQ. Great, who cares? No, we were actually high IQ. We were proven right. Now we hear nuclear talk by Israel. You've got all these horrible people and Israeli spies like Jonathan Pollard saying use nukes, hold us hostage using nukes. What do you now you've got Ben-Gavir last week saying, we're going to burn all of Lebanon. He said yesterday, all of Lebanon is ours. We're taking all of Lebanon. He's more powerful than Netanyahu in many ways. Why are they foaming at the mouth like this? We want Turkey. We want Egypt. Greater Israel. Ben-Gavir looks like he's on 10 hits of ecstasy, like he's hallucinating on a power trip. Classic megalomania. And then this thing just moves forward. And we know Israel tends to double down, especially with the Likudniks. Now we have all these intelligence people and military over there saying, we need a new 9/11 to show America to get in line. Iran's about to do a new 9/11. Oh, yeah, yeah. We know who was heavily involved in 9/11. Clearly, the Likudniks, Israel, along with some of their own elements, bare minimum stand down, Building 7, the, you know, the bombs in the buildings. So I'm really concerned that all Israel has left is nuclear blackmail and or a nuclear false flag or something like it to blame Iran. I really think that's on the table. What does Tucker Carlson think?
I think you're clearly right. I mean, they're saying it out loud, so we're not guessing. I mean, you just interpret their statements, which need very little interpretation because they're pretty direct statements. And I think they reflect reality. Israel feels that it's out of options other than something extreme. Moreover, this is not the beginning of the story. It's the end of a generations-long story. The buildup has been going for my entire life, and I'm 57, where Israel's solution to all problems outside its borders and often within its own borders is force, is killing people. We haven't killed enough people. That's why we're not at peace. And that's just a fundamental misread of life. Like, that actually doesn't work. It never ends well, ever, for anyone. Just as a practical matter, like, show me where that succeeded, that strategy succeeded for a nation. It never has, and it never will. So they're under that misperception. The United States has allowed them to govern, effectively govern the region, the Levant, that way, because we've paid for the whole thing and been their main defender, their really only defender on the international stage. And so we've allowed this spoiled child to get increasingly crazy and out of control. And now we're at the point of, you know, very limited options. I think the only thing the U.S. government can do is to try and calm them down. And unfortunately, the one way that Israel is different from other countries is there is this myth, which is like a foundational myth in the country, that all criticism of Israel is blind hate. It's this thing called anti-Semitism. It's the original brain virus. It's always existed. And there's no rational basis to it at all. It's just people hate Israel because they hate all Jews. That's not true, obviously, but I think a lot of Israelis, probably the overwhelming majority of Israelis, believe that. They've been taught that since birth, and it makes them resistant to any kind of correction or advice from anyone else. It's like, well, you're not Israeli. You just hate me. And that's a kind of a dead-end way of thinking, but I do think that they, I mean, I know, because I know a lot of Israelis, they really do believe that. But I do think to the extent the United States government can influence Israel, one is with the stick, which is funding. No mas. We're not going to pay for any more slaughter of civilians in Lebanon or Gaza or the West Bank. But also the carrot, which is, it's okay. Like, it would be helpful if somebody, Marco Rubio is a close friend of Israel, been supported almost exclusively by the Israeli lobby and the Cuban lobby. His entire political career, he's got a million friends there, including the prime minister. You'd think it would be helpful for the Secretary of State and National Security Advisor to go over to Israel and say, let's just tone it down a little bit. There will be a tomorrow. Like, you're talking yourselves into an apocalypse that doesn't need to happen. Like, please, you know, the kind of the helpful outsider offering perspective, you know, when you're some disaster happens in your life and your best friend comes over, your college roommate shows up to have a beer and says, it's going to be okay tomorrow. And that's like the pivotal moment. That's the beginning of recovery. No one has done that for Israel. And I don't know why. Because it's in our interest to calm Israel down. Because as you just said correctly, it's not a conspiracy theory. They are kind of out of options other than to do something really crazy where lots of innocents die. And I don't see how that's good for anyone.
Well, let's also be clear. And you're the guy that really did the legwork. It's just true. I mean, you see, people think I have energy. You got like three times what I see. It's in, you pop up everywhere. I saw, you know, all the former Mossad chiefs, most of their IDF heads, and they're also on Israeli news all the time, but the vast majority, I mean, like 98% of them, Michael Savage came on 8 months ago. And he's pro-Israel, but he said, I know all these former intelligence heads and generals. They say Netanyahu's going to go for full war, greater Israel, is going to get Israel destroyed. So it's not even like Israel's one monolith, but the Likudniks have been able to stand control. And you're the guy that went and interviewed dozens of former intelligence heads and generals saying everything you're saying, but there's a news blockade of them on Fox and CNN. And the Democrats have acted like, you know, they're opposing this, but they've really been, you know, bought off by AIPAC as well. So your BB files are everything you do gets viewed. But this should have been some of the most viral stuff you ever did. The BB files are incredible.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I think that, well, first I would say that I don't think Netanyahu is the most radical person in Israel. In fact, I think probably in the political class, the ruling political class in Israel, Netanyahu is probably more on the moderate side. So the idea that the problem is Netanyahu is just not true. I wish it were true because it's easily fixable. You just there's going to be an election fairly soon, get a new prime minister, the country calms down. No, the problem is much deeper than that. The problem is so deep, in fact, and this is not speculation, it is true. Mossad, which everyone despises and for good reason, I think, and is afraid of, definitely for good reason, is a moderating force on the Netanyahu government. So, for example, the Israeli strike on Doha, Qatar on September 9th, which was one of the craziest things Israel's ever done, strike America's closest ally in the region during a negotiation. Like, it was so out of bounds that even Trump complained about it at the time. Mossad sat that one out. They did not participate in that strike because they're like, whoa, 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 this is too crazy. Like, you're going to alienate our only remaining ally. But the Netanyahu government, which is not just Netanyahu, it's a coalition. It's a parliamentary system. There's a lot of different parties involved in that coalition. They push this. So what I'm saying is the radicalism on display where you have Israeli cabinet ministers openly calling for genocide, celebrating the murder of children, calling for nuclear strikes, like truly crazy behavior that even the North Koreans don't do. That is like deeply embedded in this ruling party, in the structure that controls the Israeli government. And so I don't really know.
They are
what
definitely
the solution is.
They are definitely radicalizing each other. And then Ben-Gavir, every time I see him, beating up flotilla people, running around all crazy, making supervillain statements that's like from a Marvel Comics cartoon or something. And I see this, and I was like, if I was trying to destroy my country, I would behave like this. But I guess they've just whipped themselves into like a shark frenzy.
But that's what happens. This is what happened in 70 AD when the Romans, and really like the most vivid example of actual genocide in history. Exactly. The rebels against the Roman Empire. And it began several years before with these series of revolts. But there are a number of different factions, as you said, basically, and it's worth reading about. It was written about extensively at the time. But they radicalized each other. So there was a great deal of division within Jerusalem, like Jewish factions killing each other. Like they were not a united front at all. And partly because of that, they got wiped out by the Romans. But the effect was they couldn't reach any kind of reasonable compromise with the empire. And by the way, they were in a pretty good spot in the empire. They didn't have to have this happen to them, really. But they convinced themselves. And it's not just Jews who do this or Israelis or like lots of people. This is a human thing, by the way. We're all capable of this, in my opinion. But it certainly happened in Jerusalem before, almost 2,000 years ago. And I'm not saying I hope that doesn't happen now, obviously, but it's the same dynamic.
And I'm sure you know this because I've seen you talk about it. I'm going to interrupt. Yeah. Harrison Smith, 6 months ago, made a documentary, got tens of millions of views. When I did a show, prompted him to do it, showing dozens of clips of Netanyahu and other leaders saying, Rome beat us 2,000 years ago and destroyed our temple. We see the West as Rome, and that's actually our enemy. And then they write best-selling books about it. You talk about an old beef. So when you said last week, many people in Israel hate Europe, not just over Hitler, they literally see Europe as the original enemy. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think it's in the Passover prayers.
Yes.
You know, resentment toward Rome, meaning Christian Europe. Of course. I mean, that's what the Bolshevik Revolution was about. It's what a lot of this turmoil is about. And it's not, you know, it's not everyone buys into this nonsense, but enough people do that it is a factor.
Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken,
yes,
or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken ultramethylene blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 to stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant, that's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted, Power Plant, yes, Methyl Drive, and methylene blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the methylene blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the methylene blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.